Blade of Vengeance by Black Glass. Fandom, Pacific Rim, and Psy Changeling. Summary: How Mako Mori, the lone Psy survivor of Tokyo, met Counselor Stacker. Kaiju strikes on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon with simultaneous attacks on the principal Psy net anchors and their failsafes in the Tokyo region. The effects are immediate and catastrophic, as the Psy net explodes from the inside out, the shockwaves rippling outwards as far as Yokohama. And the first to die are the Psy children, their immature minds unable to survive the sudden shock of being cut off from the psychic biofeedback provided by the net. That their deaths are immediate is cold comfort. The adults manage to survive for mere seconds before their last moments spent in absolute agony. The implosion lasts about a minute all told, and in that time, the Psy population of the greater Tokyo metropolitan area is reduced by a staggering 80,000 lives. The collapse of Tokyo cast Kaiju's last attack on the tiny hamlet of Cape Dorset utterly in the shade. An unimaginable escalation that no one could have predicted. The coordination, precision, and near instantaneous nature of the attacks on Tokyo's 15 anchors and their sprawling failsafe network, a chilling and devastating demonstration of the strength of the Kaiju's hive mind forces. No one could have mistaken it for anything other than a declaration of all-out war. 80,000 lives, 8,000 lights permanently snuffed out in the glittering expanse of the Psy net. And Mako Mori, aged 9, should have been one of those lost. Mako was wearing a new dress, a pretty blue coat, with brand new shiny red shoes that mother and father have bought for her after they left the hospital. Tokyo is bright and busy and huge, a far cry from their quiet village in Tanegashima. It is one of the best and most exciting, most stimulating and novel days Mako has ever experienced in her young life. She is about to ask her parents whether they might take a walk in the park when she felt it. It's as if she had been punched out of her body. One second, it was an idyllic and temperate May afternoon, and the next second, it was nothing but screaming, crushing pain and darkness. Unmoored, floundering, and terrified, Mako reaches, and suddenly, his name is Atsute Shinji. He was at work in his office. Oh my god, it hurts. What's happened? She is Shinohara Masako, M. Psy, mother of two. She is screaming on the floor of the Matsuoka Hajime, aged 35, subway work. Katsu Toshi Sato, 37. He'd been eating a late lunch. Make it stop! Inoi Shuji, Shi Ishimoto Sumi. It hurts! It hurts! It hurts so much! Hirose Tadashi, Tatsuda Naoki. Mako flees from mind to mind in desperate and terrified confusion, trying to escape the pain. It's like the ground is giving way beneath her, and she's just barely ahead of the yawning, gasping chasm. Now she's Fukutami Kazuko, writhing on the floor of her bathroom. Ota Masuyuki, 56, at home alone in front of the television. Nagano Junichi, fish cellar in Yokohama. And suddenly, she is caught up and suspended in midnight blue. It is all around her, stretching as far as she can see in her mind's eyes, soothing and solid, safe. This is Counselor Stacker Pentecost. I have contained the breach and am in the process of stabilizing the region. Please stay calm. You are safe. Mako traces the wall of deep blue in wonder, pain blessedly gone. The sudden silence is so welcome. She closes her eyes, reaches curiously, and she feels, she doesn't know how to describe it, immense, endless. It is power beyond her comprehension. She is Stacker Pentecost Counselor, age 31, Cardinal Telepath. She'd been in a meeting when she'd felt the psychic surge of Tokyo collapsed. The signet glitters like a galaxy before her, and she can see the gaping darkness where tens of thousands of lives had once glowed. She wills the tattered remains of the net together, suturing it psychically. Wait, who are you? What are you doing? Mako jerks in surprise, pulling out of, was she in his mind? I'm Mori Mako. I'm sorry, I didn't mean. You are young, Miss Mori, are you not? How old are you?
I am 9 years old, Counselor.
9 years old. And yet, here you are. Were you in Yokohama?
No, Counselor, I was in Tokyo. There is silence.
Mako would venture to call it a stunned silence, except that she knows Stacker Pentecost is the perfect sigh, and sigh are silent. They do not feel. This is unusual. What is your designation, Miss Mori?
They believe my primary designation is telepathy. I last tested at 4.3 on the gradient.
A 4.3 gradient telepath would not be able to wander into the mind of a cardinal telepath, let alone that of a counselor. Not with my shields.
Mago doesn't know what to say to that. I'm sorry, I don't. Could you ask my parents if.
Mako stops short, stomach dropping in horrified realization. Her parents.
They're dead, aren't they?
And even though Mako is Sai, even though she should be silent, shouldn't feel anything, she does feel, that is. She wants to scream again, but for a different reason. A different kind of pain. Loss. Desolation. Grief. She feels a psychic brush, like a hand sweeping across her forehead.
Rest, Miss Mori. You are far from home and alone, but you are safe here. Rest.
Exhausted, battered, and bludgeoned by fear and pain and grief, Mako does just that, cradled in the cool, dark blue of Stacker Pentecost's shields. Reader's notes, the end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please consider going back and leaving kudos and or comments to the original author on AO3. Thanks for listening.